Okay, let's begin. Yevamos Daf Pei Daled. Yevamos Pei Daled. So this is a new parak. New parak, parak Yesh Mutaros, the ninth parak here. Amaseches Yevamos, a couple of Daf Parak before we get to the second half of Yevamos, which is really Daf Pei Ches. To the end is all about Eidus Isha. That'll be the second half of the parak. But today we'll talk about a Shas topic that comes up in the Rishonim here on Pei Daled Amid Beis, where the Gemara quotes a special pasuk, a separate source for the fact that women. When men and women, when there's a man that has an Isser, Kahuna, Kohen is allowed to marry a Grusha, and a Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry an Amana, and all those cases of Isuri Chitun for a Kohen, the women are also obligated and Usser to be involved. It's not just an Isser on the man, it's an Usser on the woman too. Right? And the Gemara quotes a special Pasuk to teach us that. It says the phrase Lo Yikachu twice, in the Psukim at the beginning of Emor, in the context of Yisurei Kahuna, Lo Yikach, Lo Yikach, Melamed, Shehaisha, Musheres, Al Yedei, Ha'ish. To teach me that the woman is also warned. Right? Rashi says, Kosaga, right, that's the Maskana. The Havamin is that, that maybe, just like Kohanim are not allowed to marry Chalolim, so too a Bas Kohen is not allowed to marry a Chalol. And the Gemara answers, no, that's not what the Pasuk is teaching me. Amar Rava, Kalhecha dehu muzhar, hi muzheres, v'kalhecha dehu lu muzhar, hi lo mizdahara. Right? And that's the lima that I was just talking about. The Pasuk should teach me, Kishem sha'koim muzhar sholikach zonav achalala, Rashi says, kachi muzhar shalot tisa'enu. Right? And that's the Maskana that we have, that the Pasuk is teaching me that Isser. So the Rishonim here, not Tosfos, but the Rishonim, the Ramban asks, what do you need a pasuk for that? If a woman is a grusha, she's allowed to marry a kohen. Why? The kohen's allowed to marry a kohen because there's usser. Why can't the woman marry? Because of this extra limud. What about lifnei iver? What about lifnei iver lo sitei mechshol? Right, we know the aver of lifnei iver is that I'm part of the aver of lifnei iver is that I'm not allowed to facilitate another Jew doing an avera. So why wouldn't that be enough for women, for a grusha, for a zona, for a chalala, not to marry a kohen? You need a special pasuk of lo yikachu, lo yikachu. That's the question of the Ramban. That's the question of the Ritva. Kashali asked the Ramban. Typically, the ha'ika mikol makol mishum lifnei iver lo sitei mechshol dehu shaveh bakol. Right. This is an issa daraisa of lifnei iver as a pasuk. And it's counted as a separate lo sase. The chinuch teaches me in mitzvah resh lamed beis in parshas ketoshim that there are really two parts to the isra of lifnei iver, according to the sefer achinuch. Right? Rashi ala Torah already tells us that. Maybe there are three parts. We'll have to see if the third part is something that exists. But there's at least two parts to the isra of lifnei iver lo sitei mechshol. What are those two parts? So the chinuch says, shelo lahachshil bnei yisrael laseis lam eitza ra'a. Don't give bad advice. Giving somebody bad advice, that is included in Lifnei Iver. Somebody who is blind in a certain area, do not give them bad advice and be machshul them. Avon niyasher otam kishish lo eitza. But make them straight when they ask advice. B'masha na'amin shehu yosher ve'eitza tovin. Anything that we believe is true, right? We have to do that. We might not be perfect in this. That's why we say in the Ashamnu, ya'atznu ra. Right, we didn't give perfect advice. That's why we have to confess if we didn't. But that's the mitzvah. Shnevar lifnei iver lo mechshol, lashon sifra, lifnei suma bedavar vayanotam imchaetz. Somebody who's blind in a certain area and he's asking you advice. Al titin lo eitzah sheinah hogenes lo. V'amr zechron levracha al yomar adam achaver amachar sadcha v'kach amar. Right, buy this, sell this field and buy this donkey. V'okiv alav anot lehimenu. I want to buy a field from somebody, but I know he doesn't like me. So I'm going to get you to buy the field, even though it's not a good investment for you, and I'm going to buy it from you. Right, so whatever it is, don't give him bad advice. That's number one. And then the chinuch says, v'zeh aklal kol el kamochein mishayazar over avera. Somebody who facilitates another person, not another Jew, another person to do an Aveira, right? Because the examples given in Shas and Maseches Avodah Zarah are giving a Nazir a cup of wine and giving a non-Jew, Eiver Min Achai. So even applies to non-Jew, one of the Sheva Mitzvos Bei Noach. So, but that's also included, right? That facilitating an Aveira, Shu Mevi Ososhi Yispateh Bezula Zel Avar Pamim Achir Mod. Interesting that he says, because if you do this, you're going to cause him to get into a bad habit, and then maybe even do more aveiros. Right? And that's the chinuch. Shorash Mitzvah Yadua, Kitikin Olam, causing somebody to do an Aveira, is terrible. So this is the Chinuch. The Chinuch notes the two parts of Lifnei Iver. Number one, bad advice. Number two, the Isser of a facilitating an Aveira. We'll have to see if there's number three. If there's time at the end, we'll get back to it. What about putting a rock in front of somebody who's blind? Is that also included in this Isser? Right, so is that that's not mentioned by the Rishonim, but we'll see. Back to the Ramban and the Ritvah. The Ramban asks, so why do we need a special pasuk on this for this iser of women not being involved in this iser chitun of a kohen? Why don't we just say that it's lifnei iver? The Ramban has two answers. Number one says the Ramban v'yesh lomar la'ola mishum lifnei iver l'tzidei mechsholika. You're right. You're right, there is lifnei iver in this case. And we would know that even without the extra pasuk. But there wouldn't be malchus. There wouldn't be malchus. Avalilkos Allah mishum lav hamayuchad ba mahadrinan. We want to find a separate iser so that there can be malchus, that we can give the woman malchus. Why wouldn't there be malchus? Why wouldn't there be malchus? The Rabbah doesn't say, but the Ritva adds. The Ritva adds, the Rabban's Grand Talmud, says the Ritva asks the same question. V'im tomer, v'lav hachinami tevik l'mishol l'fnei l'dimichshol. Yesh lomer dimishom ha'hu, kivan she'enu miyuchad l'iser zeh, v'lav kolel hu, b'chol mitzvah ha'Torah, eno lokei alav. Says the Ritva, this is one of those five or six categories of averus that you don't get malchus for. Right, all the lavim that are not similar to the lav of muzzling, not to mean the chasima, lav shein b'maisa, we pass and you don't get malchus for. Lav anita klase, fixed by an essay, you don't get malchus for. Lav shenita lasaris misas bezdin, a lav that you could get misa for, but you just got the wrong hasra, you got the wrong warning, they warn you for malchus. Right, so that's, you don't get malchus for. And here, lav shebeklalos, a general lav. A general lav, this is, lifnei iver without a specific act, right, this is a general, and the rule is lav shabbat clause, you don't get malchus for it. So says the Ritva, says the Ramban, aval, let's finish the line, aval mihadr of Yehuda nafka she lav psule kuhuna miyuchad binashim kemo banashim lokos alav v'chein kasev Rabbeinu Hagadol. And he quotes that from the Ramban, Rabbeinu Hagadol. So that is one answer given. Then there's a second answer. There's a second answer given in the Rishonim, but also, if you look in the Chinuch, that Chinuch that I was reading before, interesting, he gives a different approach. He does not call lifnei iver a lav shebeklalos. He does not call a lav shebeklalos. He says at the end, as he always does, right at the end, he always says, "Who is this mitzvah obligated on?" V'noach hands b'chol malka b'chol zman b'chazor menkevus. Lifnei iver is on men and women. V'over alav heisi es chaver ladas eitz hashino geneslo. And therefore, if you give your friend bad advice on purpose, osia oso b'dvar avera, or you help them do an avera, it could go and hamoshit kos yayin lanazir. V'chol chayose b'zeh over alav zeh. Over on mitzvahs melech, he had an avera, vein lokan alav, lefisha ein bo maisa. Lefisha ein bo maisa. There's no action. No action? So that's a separate problem. Why is it ein bo maisa? That's not our topic. Well, giving a cup of wine to a nazir is ein bo maisa. That's a physical action. Right? There are a lot of, right? So what are they giving a goy, Avram and Achai? Okay, that's not our topic. But what's important is that he doesn't call it a lav shebeklalos. He says it's al ema maisa. So we have a machlokas Rishonim here, whether lifnei iver is called a lav shebeklalos, whether it's called a we won't assume that the chinuch is saying one of two. He could have just said lav shebeklalos, right? Ema maisa seems to be a little trickier to say, as we just pointed out. It seems to be that maybe you are doing a maisa, but he does not call it a lav shebeklalos. So what is this issue about? So it could be related to the general major chakira that Achronim have in the sugya of Lifnei Iver. And this is a question that's asked in five or six sugyas at Shas. It's asked about Chatzishir, and it's asked about Chinuch, and it's asked here. And that is, Lifnei Iver, two ways to understand it. Let's just go to another area which highlights it in a very dramatic way. There's a machlokas between the Balamor and the Ramban. In Mesechah Sanhedrin, in the Samachs, in the sugyas of Yahari Valyavar, in the big three Averis. So Machlok Balamor and the Ramban, does one have to give their life for Lifnei Iver of the big three? If somebody comes over to me and says, convince Reuven to kill Shimon or I'm going to kill you. Is that Lifnei Iver Losita Mikshol? Do I have to give my life? Convince him to do one of the big three or else I'm going to kill you. So is that lifnei iver? So that's a machlokas between the Balaman and the Rabban. I think the Rabban Yeradei in Kufnun Zayin says, I can't say makel. What's makel? Which one is makel? But says one doesn't have to give their life for that. But what's that machlokas about? Lifnei iver of the big three. So that's a beautiful illustration of when I say there's an isra of lifnei iver, I'm not allowed to cause somebody else to do an aveira. Does that mean, let's say, lifnei iver of chelev? Of not kosher fats. So when I convince somebody, I facilitate someone to do that aveira. So I violate lifnei iver. So what does my scorecard say in Shamayim? Do I have a separate lifnei iver card upstairs? And every time I violate lifnei iver, I get an X on that card, whether it's lifnei iver of chelev, lifnei iver of shatnez, lifnei iver of Shabbos, anything. It's all lifnei iver, what's called an isser klali. It's a general isser. Or do I say no? On every Avera, there is a Lifnei Iver section. And I could do the Avera of Chelev, I could eat it myself, and if I cause you to do Chelev, I get a little bit of the Isser of Chelev. It's Kilo Aida, it's called Prati, it's Prati, it's specific to each and every one. So there's not general. And there's a big difference between Lifnei Iver of a Lav, and a Lifnei Iver of a Isser Kares, and a Lifnei Iver of Mises Bezdin, because I get a little bit of that. I'm not going to get the full one. I'm not going to get the full Avera, but it's Lifnei Iver, right? Same question about Chatzi Shir. Is Chatzi Shir all the same, or is it of each one? So maybe so that's the Balamar and the Ramban, right? If I say that Lifnei Iver is a general Isser Klali, then I'm not going to have to give my life. You only have to give my life for the big three, and this is not one of the big three. This is Lifnei Iver. But if I say that Lifnei Iver integrates and is part of each and every Avera, and there's a section of, I did a little bit of that Averas then, it's a Sila Chiddush, but then that would explain the extension. And then Lifnei Iver, the big three, would also be one of the big three. It'll be an part of the, it won't be a separate, not big four, but it's the big three, and that's a section of the big three. So maybe one could suggest that maybe this is also the Machlokas about whether Lifnei Iver is called an Isser Alav Shebeklalos or not. Again, just keep in mind, there's an Isser Klali, Isser Prati, that's the Chakira. But now we're getting into one Nafkamina is Balamar and the Ramban. A second Nafkamina is whether you call Lifnei Iver a Lav Shebeklalos or not. So you might say, not thinking about it so deeply, but you might say, L'chora, if it's an Isser Klali, if Lifnei Iver is Isser Klali, that's a Lav Shebeklalos. Right? Then it's, it's an all-inclusive. And if it's an Isser Prati, then it's not a Lav Shebeklalos. But that also takes a stand on how do you define a lav shebeklalos? Again, all these three sugyas are overlapping. What is a lav shebeklalos that you're going to get be putter for? So the Gemara says, lo sochlu al hadam is a lav shebeklalos. Don't eat blood. Why is that a lav shebeklalos? So there are two ways to understand this in the Rishonim. Again, this is a separate topic. Hopefully we'll come back to it another time. Maybe we did already. One might say lav shebeklalos means a pasuk that includes many different things, totally not connected to each other. And that's what lo sochlu al hadam, don't eat blood. Bezdin's not allowed to eat on the day they kill somebody. You're not allowed to eat before davening. All those have nothing to do with each other, but they're all included in lo sochlo al adam. So that's one idea of lav shebeklalos, what my Rebbe, Rav Rosenzweig, called a lav hakolel, a lav that is kolel, that includes many things. But there's also another way to understand lav shebeklalos, and that's called lav klali, a general iser that can include many things that might be the pashup shot of that pasuk. Lav klali. Might be a lav shebeklalos. It says on Yantif, not to do malacha on Yantif. Not to do malacha on Yantif. So it's 25 different things that are not allowed to do on Yantif. But it's not that those are all separate things. Those all are one shame isser of don't do malacha. But they're 25 different things. So maybe that's a lav shebeklalos. So according to this first approach, if I want to say that lifnei iver, if I say isser klali is lav shebeklalos, so I'm taking the latter approach. If I say it's a lav prati, it includes many different things, so that is that would be a different way of looking at a lav shebeklalos. So that's if you look in the footnotes of the Ritva, he has the other way of understanding it. No, there are footnotes, but Yaffin wrote these tremendously quantitatively and qualitatively long footnotes. And on Masechet Yevamos is two fat volumes, so there he suggests the opposite, that the Ritva holds it's a lav shebeklalos because it includes many different isurim. That's a prati approach. If you say it's a prati, for a lifnei iver, so then you would say, call it a lav shebeklalos. Okay, either way, it's an afkamina. The question is, which way is it going to cut? But there are others. There are others of other issues to bring up. What happens if I try to convince somebody to do an avera and they don't do it? And they're not convinced. They're strong and I give the Nazir the cup of wine, and he's like, I'm a Nazir. Come on, I'm a Nazir, don't do that. Do I get the Avera of Lifnei Iver if he never does the Avera? That's the suffix of the Yad Malachi. Do I get the Avera if he never does the Avera? So there are two Gemaras that if you just take the words of the Gemaras, it seems to point in a different direction. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Beis talks about, don't try this at home. But the Gemara talks about Rabba Bar Rav Huna. The Rav Huna Karashirai, Rav Huna took Rabba's favorite shirt and went in front of him and tore it up in front of him. The Rabba Rav Huna Karashirai, Rav Huna, Rav Huna is Rav Huna, right? Remember we had a couple of weeks ago that there were 20 Talmidim that didn't want to leave the shir of Rav Huna. I think they were so scared, so they all lost their ability to have children because they were just couldn't leave the awe. So here it says Rav Huna, I guess, wanted to instill awe into his son also. Rav Huna Karashirai Ba'anfe Rabba Bray. He tore it up. Amar, he said to himself, Ezel Echsi I Rasach I Lo Rasach. I want to see if he gets angry. Says the Gemara, is that a good idea? V'dimah Rasach. Maybe he's going to get angry and you're going to violate Lifnei Iver. So what does that sound like? Only if he would get angry. Maybe he'll get angry and then you violate Lifnei Iver and he'll violate Kibbut Aveim. But it sounds like if he doesn't get angry, not the Gemara answers, no, Rav Huna was mochel. He was already mochel. So therefore, even if he would get angry, he was apparent to be mochel on his covered. What about Baal Tashchis? He only tore it on the hems. Okay, but that's the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Beis, which sounds like you have to only if the person violates. But if you look in Moed Katan Daf Yud Zayin, also a context of Kibbut Aveim, also something that shouldn't be tried at home, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, says the Gemara here in Moed Katan, that Amsei Debei Rebbe, the maidservant of Rebbe, Chazisei Lahu Gavra, she saw a certain person, Tavi Machi Lebeno Gadol, he was hitting his older son. Amra, she says, Levi Ahu Gavra Veshamta, you should be excommunicated. De Ka'avar, Misham Lefneiv, Lo Seite Michshol, because you are violating. Sounds like you are violating, not focused on the reaction, but you're violating. A parent has to be so careful not to do something that, that would be machshel the child. Sometimes the parent thinks that they're teaching. We think that we're teaching the child. I'm going to tell him and I'm going to threaten him, whatever it is. But we have to try to make sure if we know the child is out of control, that they can't hear it right now, we have to do our best to try to pull back. Either way, so maybe this is also totally on our issue. If Lifnei Iver is an Isser Prati, part of each and every Avera, then it might make sense. They have to have the Avera done by someone in order to latch on to that Avera. If it's an Isser Klali, just generally, don't cause people to do Averas, then maybe it could be, even if the person doesn't do the Avera, still, it would be okay. What about the Minchas Chinuch Safik? What about convincing somebody to do an Isser Durabanan? Is that an Isser Daraisa of Lifnei Iver, Lo Seiteh Michshol? That's the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch there in Reish Lamed Beis. Nistapakti, emocher lo dover ha'aslo midrabanan, em over a Lifnei Iver da'araisa. Tohamachshole. Right, so which is it? So again, you might say, oh, this is Tali. If Lifnei Iver is a prati part of every Avera, then it can't be more than the Avera itself. And therefore, if it's a Durabanan, that's going to be a Lifnei Iver, a Durabanan. But if you say it's an Isser Klali, that it's general, don't cause people to do Averis, maybe we don't look at this so specifically. It's general. The Minchas Chinuch himself says it's going to be Daraisa in either case. Why? He rejects the Chakira? Maybe, but he says because it'll at least be the other type of Lifnei Iver. It's no better, no worse than giving bad advice. So giving bad advice is an Isser Daraisa. So being machshel somebody in an Isser Durabanan is also no worse than bad advice. It's just v'chi gara machshel chaver b'Isser Durabanan mi masio eitz hasheinu hogenes lo v'mili da'alma da'over alam in the Torah. And therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, I think it'll be Daraisa in any case, but it could be tali on our issue. One final point, and this also relates to our Ramban and Ritva. What about causing somebody to do an avera that I'm not obligated in? This is 2 days in Tosfos and Bava Metzia on Daf Yud, and other Rishonim and the Ramban and the Ritva here. What about Am Yisrael? What if I convince a Kohen to marry a Grusha? Am Yisrael, I'm allowed to marry a Grusha. Right? So is that Usser? So that seems to be two different deities, and that's what the second answer of the Ramban here seems to allude to that. Maybe not exactly. The Ramban's second answer is Velifne either. Again, what's our question back here? Why do you need a separate pasuk to say that a woman can't marry a grusha, can't marry a kohen? So why don't you just say it's the lifne iver? So lifne iver, the mishnah nami said the Ramban the loyishlomer the gabi iser ashave bakol ksiv, avalo sheino shave bakol hava mina eino noi bazeh. You might have thought that the lifne iver is only by an iser hashave bakol, an iser that applies to every all Jews, but an iser sheino shave bakol doesn't apply to women, doesn't apply to non nazirim. Though I would have thought maybe that's not included. So again, that might be a different emphasis, but it alludes to the idea of people not being included in Isurim, so that also might be totally on our issue. If it's about prati, part of each and every Avera, then I don't have that Avera, possibly. Possibly. I don't have that Avera, if I'm not a Nazir, or if I'm not a Kohen. But if it's an Isur Klali, then it could definitely be included in that. You might say that even if it's prati, I could have, I'm Shayach to that Isur. You know, it's not that I'm not a Kohen, only a Yisrael is allowed to marry a Grusha. But maybe the Isser of Kohen to Grusha, you know, somehow connects to the Yisrael. It'll be more of a Chiddush, but that is the discussion. Okay, we didn't really get to the Pashas, but again, it's interesting that the Rishonim don't quote in the Monia Mitzvahs putting a rock in front of a blind person. So what about the Pshuto Shel Mikra? So we'll have to get back to that. Again, this whole issues of Lifnei Iver Lamaisa, which we didn't get to. Like Lamaisa cases of Lifnei Iver, giving somebody a food if you know they're not going to make a bracha or they're not going to wash, and a Masada Kedusha and marrying a couple who he knows that they might not keep Taras Mishpacha. Again, there's many, many cases of Lifnei Iver Lamaisa, but that'll be a separate topic, hopefully one day. Okay, we'll stop here.